This is the 1999 Key Stage 3 Mental Arithmetic Lower Tier Test C. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I've finished reading them, your teacher will stop the tape and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I'll start by reading a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there's an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time, and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I'll read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You'll then have time to work out your answer. If you can't work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you can't answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you might have. Here's the practice question to show you what to do. I'll read the question twice, and you'll have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. A t-shirt costs £5. How many can I buy for £30? A t-shirt costs £5. How many can I buy for £30? Now put down your pens. Now we're ready to start the test. For this first group of questions, you'll have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. What number should you add to 31 to make 50? What number should you add to 31 to make 50? Question 2. Multiply 5 by 5 and then add 4. Multiply 5 by 5 and then add 4. Question 3. How many degrees are there in a right angle? How many degrees are there in a right angle? Question 4. A table is 200 centimeters long. How many meters is that? A table is 200 centimeters long. How many meters is that? Question 5. The diagram on your answer sheet shows part of a measuring tape. Write the missing number. The diagram on your answer sheet shows part of a measuring tape. Write the missing number. Question 6. Divide 42 by 7. Divide 42 by 7. Question 7. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. What is their sum? Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. What is their sum? For the next group of questions, you'll have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 8. Mari bought a car for £1,000. Later, she sold it for half that price. How much did she sell her car for? Mari bought a car for £1,000. Later, she sold it for half that price. How much did she sell her car for? Question 9. The bar chart shows the types of vehicle that used a road during 1 hour. 16 of one type of vehicle used the road. What type of vehicle was it? The bar chart shows the types of vehicle that used a road during 1 hour. 16 of one type of vehicle used the road. What type of vehicle was it? Question 10. 46% of the members of a sports club are male. What percentage are female? 46% of the members of a sports club are male. What percentage are female? Question 11. What temperature does the thermometer show? What temperature does the thermometer show? Question 12. The time is 16:35. How many minutes is this before 5 o'clock in the afternoon? The time is 16:35. How many minutes is this before 5 o'clock in the afternoon? Question 13. 30.48 meters is the same length as 100 feet. How many meters is the same length as 50 feet? 30.48 meters is the same length as 100 feet. How many meters is the same length as 50 feet? Question 14. A square has sides that are 6 centimeters long. What is the perimeter of the square? A square has sides that are 6 centimeters long. What is the perimeter of the square? Question 15. What is a half added to 3/4? What is a half added to 3/4? Question 16. A book cost £20. The price went up by 10%. What is the new price of the book? A book cost £20. The price went up by 10%. What is the new price of the book? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 17. Write the expression on your answer sheet as simply as possible. Write the expression on your answer sheet as simply as possible. Question 18. Multiply 12 by 30. Multiply 12 by 30. Question 19. Look at the expression on your answer sheet. What is the value of this expression when D is 7 and E is 5? Look at the expression on your answer sheet. What is the value of this expression when D is 7 and E is 5? Question 20. Three angles fit together to make a straight line. Two of the angles are shown. How many degrees is the other angle? Three angles fit together to make a straight line. Two of the angles are shown. How many degrees is the other angle? Question 21. A city has a population of 5,047,000. Write this number in figures. A city has a population of 5,047,000. Write this number in figures. For the next group of questions, you'll have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 22. You buy three items. Your answer sheet shows the cost of each one. How much change do you get from £2? You buy three items. Your answer sheet shows the cost of each one. How much change do you get from £2? Question 23. Look at the diagram on your answer sheet. Draw two more squares to make the net of a cube. Look at the diagram on your answer sheet. Draw two more squares to make the net of a cube. Question 24. In a raffle, the numbers 1 to 100 are put into a hat. A number is taken out of the hat at random. Draw an arrow on the scale to show the probability that the number is odd. In a raffle, the numbers 1 to 100 are put into a hat. A number is taken out of the hat at random. Draw an arrow on the scale to show the probability that the number is odd. Question 25. In a survey, people were asked, "Can you swim?" The diagram shows the result. Approximately what percentage of people said no? In a survey, people were asked, "Can you swim?" The diagram shows the result. Approximately what percentage of people said no? Question 26. A tape costs £3.99. How much would 5 of these tapes cost? A tape costs £3.99. How much would 5 of these tapes cost? Question 27. Look at the shape inside the circle. One of the diagrams below it shows the shape rotated 90 degrees clockwise. Put a ring around the correct diagram. Look at the shape inside the circle. One of the diagrams below it shows the shape rotated 90 degrees clockwise. Put a ring around the correct diagram. Question 28. There are 60 pupils in the Year 9 choir. The pie chart shows which tutor groups they are in. About how many of the pupils are in 9M? There are 60 pupils in the Year 9 choir. The pie chart shows which tutor groups they are in. About how many of the pupils are in 9M? Question 29. Use the calculation on your answer sheet to help you work out the answer to 3.8 squared. Use the calculation on your answer sheet to help you work out the answer to 3.8 squared. Question 30. There are 36 people in a group. There are twice as many children as adults. How many children are there? There are 36 people in a group. There are twice as many children as adults. How many children are there? Put your pens down. The test is finished.